content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And good morning. It's 8 a.m. Central Time here on the Power Hour, and it's Monday, February 13th, 2023. Dave Krieger with you. Thank you so much for joining us in this segment. Just wanted to let you know, by the way, that the brouhaha against the frontline doctors who have been standing up now just took legs, grew legs, and has taken off. Family members of a Nevada man who died after ingesting hydroxychloroquine are suing America's frontline doctors and the physician who prescribed the medication for their promotion of the drug. The estate of Jeremy Parker alleges his death was caused by a doctor and by falsehood spread by America's frontline doctors. Parker heard about the group's promotion of hydroxychloroquine and contacted it in 2021, seeking a script, according to the lawsuit. Through the group, Parker was connected with Dr. Medina Culver and was said to have had a telemedicine visit soon after. During the visit, she prescribed hydroxychloroquine for COVID treatment or prevention. Parker then received a script for the drug. He began experiencing cold-like symptoms, thought he had COVID. His body was discovered on February 3rd, 2022 at the home of a family friend with whom he'd been staying. He was 52 years of age, left behind a wife and three kids. The medical examiner concluded that the death was caused by the therapeutic use of hydroxychloroquine. Really? That's just one guy's opinion, folks. How many people has hydroxychloroquine helped? You see, now this is where America's frontline doctors, maybe this is a good thing, and I'll tell you why, because they get discovery. And we get to find out. I would like to see Dr. Michael Baden. Remember him? He's a forensic pathologist. I would like to see Michael Baden go in and examine that guy. Look at his body. Now, if they go out and they cremate the guy and spoliate evidence, we have a real problem here. That may get thrown out. Robert Bruce Bannister said in an exhibit attached to the suit, Culver shouldn't have prescribed hydroxychloroquine because she didn't physically examine her before perform any tests to determine the state of his heart. Well, you know what? COVID did kill a lot of people, whether they took hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, or whatever the case may be. Most of them that did take it survived. It's a crapshoot, folks. You can't just sit there and say, you know, these things as a doctor looking at a body and actually claim that the therapeutic use of hydroxychloroquine actually caused it. According to the lawsuit, it was caused by the negligence of Dr. Culver and by falsehood spread by America's frontline doctors. We knew this was going to happen. The Rhode Island Supreme Court, by the way, has temporarily blocked a mother from getting her children vaccinated against COVID-19. Believe it or not, case is believed to be the first in the country dealing with a parental dispute over COVID-19 vaccines to make it to a state Supreme Court. All these, of course, are available on our email blast if you get email. Fauci, by the way, is opening his mouth again, saying a growing number of officials who are acknowledging COVID-19 vaccines don't work well against infection. Now they're causing it, folks. Wow. Amazing how this is working. And in the aspect of solar farms and energy storage units, local legislators and state legislators are trying to restrict these clean energy and green energy products despite Biden continuing to encourage and fund them with taxpayer dollars. They don't want solar farms and energy storage units built near their homes, including a town in central Illinois. That's right. The Morton Plan Commission voted against an energy storage unit taking up 20 acres of land after residents expressed concerns about the impact if there were to be a catastrophe in the community. They don't want another Three-Mile Island. Tuesday night in Tazewell County, the zoning board there last week, their Board of Appeals also unanimously voted to not rezone 81.86 acres of land or a special use permit to construct a solar farm. 5-megawatt farm would take up close to 40 acres of solar panels. Residents weren't pleased with that proposal. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen in America. Some people are right thinking out there. And speaking of right thinking, now we're going to talk about some stuff that's near and dear to everybody's heart. Prepping! Prepping! Yep. This is a deep subject. And of course, you are welcome, by the way, as I'm having my cup of coffee here in my Texit Now cup, you are welcome to chime in on what you're doing to prepare. And if there's something that you haven't heard us talk about, you're welcome to call our toll-free number, 844-769-2944, and chime in and let us know what's on your mind. And if there's a step or a solution or something that we may have overlooked that you want to chime in on, feel free. The lines are open. Now, as far as the 10, we're going to go down the list of stuff here. So first off, let's go through the 10 critical steps to preparedness. All right. We have Heaven's Harvest long-term shelf life food. Many of you have gone to other sources and bought food, as have I. I'm not saying it's all bad. There are, you know, banana chips, and there's Ready Hour, and there's Patriot Pantry, and there's Four Patriots, and there's all this. Heaven's Harvest is who we picked because I've tried their stuff, and it's good. The stuff is what it says it's going to do. And the reason we sell it is because they're an affiliate. Yes, they're a partner. You click on the Partners tab. And I know you're all shopping, and this is the thing. You don't want to buy MREs, folks. The reason you don't want to buy MREs is because the military lives off of those things, and they'll be the first to go once they invade your home, if they do. They'll take the MREs, man. That's the first thing they grab. Doesn't matter how old they are. Well, they'll grab them because that's what they're used to eating. Anything they don't open in a can, man, because the Army travels on its stomach. You know that. You haven't heard that one before. Well, that's from my time spent in the military during Vietnam. But we use Heaven's Harvest for long-term shelf-life food. Power Mall's open, by the way, if you want to order some. A freezer full of food is great as long as there is electricity. And, of course, remember to have a manual can opener. Might be helpful if you buy one, more than one. One extra, because these things sometimes, and I mean, don't go buy the little cheapos. Get the real heavy-duty ones. Invest in real heavy-duty can opener, a manual one. Those electric can openers, you know, I got tired of using them. I really do. I'd rather use a manual can opener anyway. Remember those electric can openers? They got the magnet on there that sits there and spins the can around and cuts it open, sucks the lid up. Yeah. If you don't have electricity, those things aren't going to work. A garden, a compost heap, and heirloom seeds are a long-term food solution. We have Heaven's Harvest and White Harvest seeds at the Power Mall. It can be ravaged in one night by animals or weather, so always have storable food on hand. That's number one. What do you think number two is? What can't you live without for more than 72 hours? If you said water, you were right. It's critical for survival. 1 gallon per person per day for drinking and more for washing, sanitation, and pets. Store in 1 to 5 gallon containers and change out every 6 months. Some people, they use halazone tablets or bleach. I mean, you can keep that in stock as well. For more advanced plans, consider a rainwater collection system to supplement and supply the garden. Of course, we have talked about this before on the show, because your garden vegetables, obviously, even if there's mRNA or graphene oxide or whatever is in your rainwater, they will take what they need. Unlike humans, the plants will take what they need and get rid of the rest. But a rainwater collection system, as far as drinking water goes, you want to make sure you've got good filtration, and you want to have pour-over filters in your possession, more than one. They're not that expensive, folks. less than $50, you can buy a pour-over gravity-fed rainwater, you know, to filter your rainwater with, if you have to go that route. You can also walk around in the grass with socks on and wring them out and filter that water as well. Now, the Heaven's Harvest long-term shelf life food storage makes 3-gallon water bricks, which you can take and stack up. They're very cool looking. They're blue. And you can invest in those and recycle those. And see, the thing is with your water, when you're changing these things out, use the water for something. Don't just dump it out on the ground. Use it to water your plants. Use it to water your chickens. It's okay as long as it's clean. Chickens need clean water, right? Just make sure they got clean water. They'll be fine. Use the supply and fill it up again. Recycle. That's part of being a prepper, is recycling water. Don't just keep them stored in 55-gallon drums forever and a day. Well, I got a pump. I can pump it out and filter it. Recycle it. Use that water for important things around your place. Recycle it. Always keep the fresh water on hand. That way you're not going to be treating it at the last minute. And see, if you run out of stuff or you get raided, and we'll talk about that as far as our barter network goes, because there are smart things and dumb things to do when you're bartering. Number three is lighting. Kerosene lanterns are great. Camp cook stove, either kerosene or propane, or a Dutch oven. How many people have a Dutch oven? Raise your hand. I know we had one once. I got to buy another one. I'm guilty. I don't have a Dutch oven. I need to get one. Use them for campfire cooking when there is no other source of fuel and you need to rely on something that's very heavy duty. Most of these things are made out of cast iron, okay? A non-electric heater, both propane and kerosene, are available at home improvement stores in the winter, and extra fuel. Get lots of it. More advanced country retreats have wood-burning stoves and wood resources. If you're going to buy or invest in land, make sure it's got wood on it. Make sure there are trees. And remember, lighters and matches. Make it all happen. Can't say enough about lighters and matches. Matches, especially the wood ones. The wood ones you can sit there and scratch with your thumb and light. You know, if they get wet, you know, some of these matches. You want to get waterproof matches? Fine. Invest in them. But matches, lots and lots of matches. Put them in airtight containers. Don't let the moisture get to them. That's what breaks them down. So you got to keep those things in a storm in a cool, dry place and keep them sealed till you need them. First aid kit, man, we talked about that in our show last Friday. And your extra medications. Now, for those of you who are on medications that need supplies and you are, you know, really afraid of going to the doctor because the doctor is going to, you need to come in and see me and pay for an office visit. And you see, then the federal government knows you were there because the doctor reported to the Medical Information Bureau, which the federal government has access to. So they know all about your health. So for those of you who go to the outside, the sources that we've been giving people for ivermectin also carry other medications. And you could buy them, and usually these things will last 3 to 5 years. Now, vitamins also. We sell them here at the Power Mall as essential oils. They also have amazing healing properties. You need to keep a lot of them on hand. Vitamins are going to keep you in top physical shape, and they generally will last for 3 to 4 years. And see, you cannot have enough basic books on emergency care in your home library. You also, if you have pets, you need to have emergency care books for pets to show you how to treat pet wounds. And medicinal herbs and animal care books. Hospitals could close in a natural disaster or be inundated with critical cases and you won't get in. That includes your veterinarian. If there's no electricity, good luck getting to the vet when your dog steps on a nail or some other piece of shrapnel or garbage or glass or whatever, and you have to treat it yourself, which is why if you don't have a good pet emergency first aid kit, your human kit will work. You've got antibiotic ointment. You got a tweezers that you can pull stuff out of their paws. You got Coban you can wrap their paws in to keep them from licking it and messing with it once you put a bandage on it with antibiotic ointment. There's ways you can do this at home, folks. You don't need to just, oh my God, I'm going to take it to the vet. No, you don't. Big waste of money when there's no electricity. How are you going to get there? Communication also without electricity is equally challenging. Cell phone lines might be jammed or maybe even not even working. There's an EMP strike. Text messages sent repeatedly from central towers and will likely get a message out before the lines are free. But here's the thing. Have a battery or hand crank radio, flashlights, and lots of extra batteries on hand and put them in a Faraday bag. Advanced communications include shortwave and even better, a ham radio. Antennas are the key here. And of course, for those of you out there that are looking at this little device right here, this is an EMP shield. It has a coaxial connection on both sides with a ground wire. These are what you use for your ham radio and your CB radios to prevent EMP and coronal mass ejections and solar flares from burning them up. I'm showing you this for those of you who can actually watch us on video and you can see the EMP shield. All right. Self-protection. And you wonder why people are buying guns and ammo and lots of them. Yeah. In a large-scale crisis, cops are not coming. You can call 911 if the phone lines are dead. No. Women are going to be more empowered if you can handle a firearm. Check out appleseed.org. Tools, especially a knife and wrench to cut off utilities. You need that. Kevin in Ohio, welcome back to the show, sir.
Oh, boy, talking to you. Hey, I got a couple ideas that I have.
Okay.
One, a water source for people that have sump pumps in their basements for foundation. That's a good source of water when the electric goes off.
That's true. I have a pump. You know, the regular submersible pumps you can use? Yeah, I bought one of those. Yeah, they're about $80 at your hardware store. But it's good to have something that operates just like a sump pump.
Yeah, well, you know, you got a sump pump in the basement, you just take a carton or a bucket, pull the water out, filter it, drink it. Number two, I have magnesium fire starters.
Oh,
they
wonderful.
Include that in they include those, the ones made up here in Cleveland, Ohio, Elyria. They include them in all pilots' survival kits.
Interesting.
And they're really good. Anyway, it's out of Elyria or Cleveland, Ohio. And number three, about the hand can openers.
Yeah.
I have one made in Switzerland. Called Zylus, Z-Y-L-I-S-S, and it opens the can. It does that where it breaks the rim around. It doesn't cut the can.
Right.
And when you can take a portion of the can product out, and it put the lid back on, and it seals again.
Okay, now the thing is that once you've let oxygen in, you have to have a way to take the oxygen back out, right?
Well, yeah, but it's just a temporary thing. You know, you just a can, like you want a half a can of soup or something like that.
Sure, I got you. I got you.
All right, now it's back on for a few.
Right, it's Z-Y-L, Z-Y-L-I-S-S, is that right, Zylus?
Yeah. Man, they are sturdy. Yeah, we've been using them for years.
Wonderful. Well, that's good to know. All right, I made a note of it.
Yep, those are the things I want to bring up, and God bless.
Yep, God bless you too, sir. Appreciate it, and thanks for your support of the Power Hour. You know, we have knives and wrenches to cut off utilities. Need a wrench to cut off the gas if there's a problem. If you don't have, like, you know, some of you have, and this is the thing, I got to have this discussion. Many of you are going out and you're buying Generac generators, okay? These are good for short-term power outages, all right? Understand that if you have a long-term issue and you have a 1,000-gallon tank of propane, all right, and this is something that you come to the realization of and it's like, oops, what have I done? Spent thousands of dollars putting in this system, and it's great when the power goes out and it's short-term. But when you realize that a 1,000-gallon tank holds 800 gallons of propane and your generator, which is 24 kilowatt or less, guzzles that stuff like a V8 engine, when you just lay on the gas and keep pumping the gas pedal and laying on the gas pedal, it just dumps and drinks and guzzles propane like nobody's business. And 20 gallons of propane in 4 hours. Now, do the math, and you're going to find out that you have about 6.5 days worth of propane in a 1,000-gallon tank. So there are some people who have 3,000-gallon tanks all connected to each other in sequence. Well, they might be able to run for a month if you have an efficient system. And if you're like Frank Davis, who's going to be joining us tomorrow with Lion Energy, only going to be talking about something else. If you're like him, you have a solar panel system, whole house system, supplying batteries, and the generator only kicks on when the batteries drain below normal consumption, which means the solar panels, which, you know, basically are for your own personal use. And that's why we use Lion Energy and recommend them, is because they have financing. You can get solar put on your house now and get EMP shields for your solar panels to protect them. And that means that you can use solar instead of, and I don't care about dimming or any of that, you can use solar instead of your propane, and you can make the propane last for a year or more, because it will only run when it's charging the solar batteries, and then it shuts off after the batteries are charged, which would be in an hour or two. So you're not running all your propane out. You guys that are only going out there buying propane for the purposes of running your gas stove or your water heater, you know, or your fireplace, I get that. I'm always a big fan, more so of wood-burning fireplaces than I am propane. Wood burning, because you have resources, and despite what the government says about burning logs and burning wood, you know, the Irish government's trying to do that, banning burning peat, because that's what they use. You know, people are going to freeze in the winter, and they're going to tell the government, go piss up a drain pipe. And, you know, if the government comes and these people are armed, well, you know what's going to happen. It's not going to be pleasant. Somebody's going to die over it, whether it's a homeowner or authorities or both. Is it worth it, really? You're in survival mode, folks, you need to understand you do what is necessary to maintain. Self-protection is critical. Cops are going to be too besieged to answer, and if you have an EMP or coronal mass ejection, or you lose power for any reason at all, and the phone doesn't work, because see, the thing is landlines, they have signal running through them except in an EMP. All of it's gone. 911, no use to pick up the phone and call. You'll be talking to yourself. So that's when you're going to have to take turns with your family members guarding your infrastructure. And I'm not saying do what the McCluskeys did and run outside and stand at the perimeter waving a gun at passersby. Let them know you're armed. No. Whole idea is just sit up on the porch and keep an eye out periodically. Have your dog out there, a warning dog out there to bark at passersby so you know there's people there. Your security cameras aren't going to work if the juice isn't working. That is, unless you have electricity through solar sources. And remember, when your generator runs, what does it do? Makes noise. And if everybody can hear what sounds like a lawnmower running on your property, they're going to know, hey, this guy's prepared. He's got food and water, and let's go pay him a visit. Which is one of the reasons why, see, solar doesn't make noise, but generators do. So if you've got a generator, you just drew attention to yourself, unless you live way out in the boonies and nobody can hear it, and you have the generator put underground or buried in a hole with enough ventilation and some sort of soundproofing material to cover it up so it's not noisy. The people can barely hear it, but they don't know where the sound is coming from. See, not everybody thinks like that far outside the box. They just, well, I got the generator in the garage and I'll just go drag that out and fire it up. Some people are even dumb enough to take it in the house. Well, if I have it in the house, they won't. It emits CO2. Hello? C2O, rather. Carbon monoxide, CO. It emits monoxide, and it will kill your every member of your family. You'll all go to sleep, and you won't wake up. That what you want? Don't put the generator indoors. And, of course, personal hygiene items. Now, what are these good for? They're good for barter, for starters. But you see, the thing is you don't take baths for weeks and weeks on end. You start feeling less human. That's one of the reasons why I advocate having at least more than one burn barrel. Because, see, soap, trash bags, toilet paper, Clorox can clean, sanitize, disinfect, and purify water. Paper plates, cups, and utensils will save water, and you can also dispose of them in a burn barrel. And what can you do with the ash? Fertilizer. Don't forget infants and seniors' special needs, by the way. Diapers, formula, medications, extra pet food. You got to get the pet. If the pet, if you got chickens, guess what? You may be feeding your pet scrambled eggs. Because if the pet food runs out and you don't have any, your source of food for the pet is going to come from your chicken coop. And you want to make sure that if the pet doesn't like birds or hanging around birds, the pet's got to get used to the birds. Because if the pet gets inside your coop, he's going to kill your birds. Trust me, I know from experience. I had to shoot the dog. Paper plates, cups, and utensils. Got to have them. Lots of them. A couple thousand days worth. Boy, you think. And I didn't even mention toilet paper yet. See, if you have a regular septic system, that's one thing. But if you have running water and you're dependent on a public utility and the utility is out of whack because there's no juice, well, how are you going to flush your toilet? You see, people aren't thinking outside the box. Oh, let's move to the big city. Yeah, we'd like the nightlife. We'd like the boogie. And then when it hits the fan, Money and small bills. Now, they recommend $250 a person, but actually it's a little bit. I would recommend $1,000 per person if you can. Keep them in different locations throughout your home. Hide them in switch plates. A power outage. ATMs don't work. Stores may not accept checks or give change, especially, you know, what if you can't get to them? Well, you got to have something. Silver. Yep. Last but not least, spiritual basis. Put your plan into perspective. We're not alone. God loves us. He'll be a constant guide to his kids. Ask and you will receive. You know, don't get overwhelmed. Start with food and water and build your prep supplies. You'll gain confidence and a sense of independence. The idea is to separate yourself from the government. Sherry in Kansas, I got a minute left before the break. How are you?
Oh, good morning. Check into rocket stoves. There was a, you can build a rocket stove and they create very little smoke in case you're actually to the point of camping out and you don't want people knowing you're there, but I found a real nifty one out of Doug Hagman had an advertiser that made them, and they made it out of an ammo box.
Interesting. And all right.
Can I hold
I made
on?
A note of that. I made a note of that. We're at the break. If you want to call back or hang on the phone,
okay.
We'll get back to that. All right. Sounds like a winner. We're going to take a break, come back, and talk about more survival preparedness, 100 items to disappear first in the event it hits the fan. We'll be right back.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle Dew products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle Dew's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle Dew moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle Dew products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time. Dave Krieger with you here on the Power Hour, our final segment here. And it's Monday, of course, the day before Valentine's Day. And I want to cover some things as far as barter items, but I want to talk about bartering tips for those of you who are going to find yourself in desperation at some point in time. If you are a single person living alone, you especially want to make arrangements to expand your network with people that you trust, whether it's relatives, kids, whatever. You know, there are impossible decisions that could happen when the proverbial caca hits the fan. And when you build your stockpile of prep items, you want to consider barter items as well. You want to make sure you got enough to keep your family warm and fed while having extra to trade for things or services that you want. It's insurance that's going to help you survive when money isn't worth dirt. The one of the things I want to talk about here, Sherry, I'll get to you in just a second. The biggest problem that people have is they want to sit out in front of their porch and invite people to come in and trade with them. No. Rule number one, do not trade at your location. You make yourself an open target, especially in the event of an EMP when people know you got it and you don't have a way to protect your homestead. People will invade it and take everything and kill you in the process. You want to trade at some place that is commonly agreed to with people you know. Take people with you, especially if they're armed. Do not go alone. The whole idea is to keep tension levels at a minimum. It's better if you have like a public trading space where you can go and get to and navigate to. Do not show all you have. If you have a bottle of booze, find little containers that you can take. They make plastic flasks. Take one bottle of booze and make four flasks out of it. You don't want to go out there and hold up a whole bottle of Jack Daniels. Pour four bottles of Jack Daniels out of one and trade that one, because you'd be surprised what people will give up. Because anybody that's got a vice, it's like you don't bring a whole carton of cigarettes with you to the trading block. You bring one pack, and you keep another pack in your pocket and say, oh, wait a minute, I forgot I got another pack here. Don't sit there and pull out the entire kit and caboodle, because no. And see, here's the other thing, too. If you have ways to navigate and you're trading with people, you want to make sure, take different routes when you go home. You don't want people following you there because they don't know where you are. And don't brag about what you got. And of course, if you're going to trade, go early. Don't be late, because it gives the other side a leg up. Don't trade out of desperation, and try to establish trade networks before it hits the fan rather than afterwards. You know, you've got to have whatever supplies you have available for barter, and you got to space them all out. If you specialize in first aid or you need first aid supplies, don't seem desperate about trading for it. Let your friends and neighbors know that you're always looking for things for like flea and tick prevention or stuff around the yard. You know, don't get crazy with giving them an entire list of things that you're looking for. Space that out. And, of course, don't push your luck when you're trading. Make the other guy think that you're going to win. And don't trade with strangers and people you don't know, because those are the ones that are probably going to come to your house and harm you and take what you have, especially if it's in a band of rogue thugs. Sherry, go ahead.
This rocket stove I picked up, It was kind of pricey. But it's very durable, you know, it's heavy duty, because they did some welding on it to make this thing.
Right. Now, is it use pellets? Is that what this is, a pellet stove, or is it
no,
not?
No, you use sticks.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the thing about rocket stoves is that you can generally use sticks, and they're real energy efficient compared to an open fire or something like that that's going to create a lot of smoke. I couldn't find where I got it. I usually put that stuff in my warranty file, but it was someplace in South Carolina, I think. I know it was over there on the East Coast, but it's kind of nifty. It's not something you're going to carry on a camping trip unless if you're hiking. It's kind of heavy. Swap meets are a place to make contact if they still have them in your area.
That and flea markets, yeah.
Yeah. There's I used to see them advertised down at a rural gas station, but I stopped going to that gas station because they put ethanol in it, and I drive an older car, and I was kind of concerned about that. But there's lots of information there on the internet on different things. I got a deal from Tim Spencer. He's recently passed, but he had this this flash drive that he had put a lot of stuff on it for prepping, because he had rural survival show. And
yeah, you should see my flash drive.
I've
got a 500 megabyte, you know, gigabyte drive. So I'm loaded up here.
Yeah, he had Army manuals copied and all sorts of stuff. And when there is no doctor and when there is no dentist, he had that on there. So anyway, I think you could still probably get that from his wife. So
interesting. Okay, we'll remember that. Up.
So I guess that's all I had. Thanks.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. Bye. All right, here's some of the food you can barter, by the way. Canned goods, rice, beans, nuts, honey, peanut butter, cocoa, freeze-dried food, spices, salt, sweets, chocolate chips, fruits, veggies, and herbs from your survival garden. But do it like Sherry suggested. Go to the local flea market if you can get there. Now, if the only means you have of getting to the flea market because nothing works as far as transportation goes is a bike, don't go loaded up. You know, carry what you got in a basket, or if you have a basket you attach to your bike, only take what you can hold in your coat, your jacket pocket, whatever the case may be. Don't bring gobs and gobs of stuff. You make yourself vulnerable when you start showing up and you got a truckload of stuff and everybody thinks, oh, they've been stocking up. Yep. And then you got that one song, you know, look what followed me home. You know, you don't want that. You don't want them following you home because then they want to get at your stuff. And they could come with guns and use force. And then you get into a firefight and then things get ugly and the sheriff's nowhere to be found. And you can't pick up the phone because there is no phone when the caca hits the fan. You can't call the sheriff like Mr. Kelly in Arizona did and say, I just shot an illegal immigrant. You know, again, why would you do that? You see, when help is not there and the sheriffs already know that people need to be armed, otherwise there's no sense in doing any of this if you're not willing to protect it. I hope I made myself very clear about that. If you're not willing to protect what you have, it's not worth protecting. You might as well just give up. I know a lot of people. What happens? Like what happens with the foreclosure crisis? They kill their family, then they turn the gun on themselves. This is what happens. Total desperation. You don't want to be like that. Now, of course, here's the thing. We had an old list, and you know, we are looking at, this is the 100 items that disappear first. And what do you think the number one item is? Generators. And what do generators require to run? Gas. And storing gas is risky. And not only that, but most of those gas storage tanks can be permeated with a regular round. That means somebody wants to take a shot at your gas tanks. Well, boom, it's over. And they'll do it just out of spite. They can't get to it. Oh, let's just shoot it and blow it up. That way he doesn't have any either. You see, generators are noisy and a target of thieves, and they require maintenance. And see, if you have solar, in a way, it's solar is quiet, doesn't make noise. Some people have said you put aluminum foil on your windows to block light from coming out at night. And that way people don't know you have electricity that you're using from a solar powered generator. Well, they see aluminum foil on your windows. What do you think they're going to think? Drug house, something. It's going to draw attention. Water filters and purifiers. Number two on the list of goods that going to run away, portable toilets and toilet paper. Remember, hey, we had COVID and look what walked off the shelves, man. I mean, people literally were stocking up. You can go to Sam's Club and you can stock up or whatever, you know, buy in bulk. I know people that have pallets and pallets and pallets of toilet paper they've accumulated over time. Remember, the stuff does break down, so don't put it in a place where that could happen. Even though it's sealed up, you know, you can only keep a few. I mean, I have to ask again, how many times do you have to wipe in an average day? Think about that. You can always burn the toilet paper too, you know, after it's sat out there for a while. So burn barrels are for. And by the way, I've been reminded too that if you have bicycles, make sure you got a tire pump, some way to fix a flat, you know, flat fix kits, they have them. If you have a bike and that's going to become your primary means of transportation, one, it's exercise to drive the bike, okay? It's exercise, but what you also have to remember as well is that if you get a flat tire and you got no way to fix it, then your bike's no good. Tim in Michigan, you got something to add?
Yeah, Sherry on the rocket stoves is right on, and you can make one in the ground just as easy. It's just two holes. It's not a big deal to look it up on anywhere. Also, I thought, boy, if I would be freezing to death, I'd kick my butt for not having a Bic lighter. And So I got them by the hundreds.
Thank you. That's good. I recommend it, and that's a good thing. Do you have the stick lighters as well, the ones that you actually pull the trigger and it lights the tip?
I don't, but I also have the magnesium lighters.
And okay, good.
The other thing I wanted to bring up, does anybody remember the reporting down in Georgia of all the plastic coffins?
I do remember that.
Thousands of them.
Yep, I do remember that.
Everywhere.
Yep.
Does everybody remember all the graves that were being dug out in Arizona? Around the country, people were driving out and going, why are they digging all these graves? So they're prepared for something.
They're anticipating civil unrest is what they're anticipating.
And they should, too. I mean, there's goes both ways. Because you're going to have to do something. And there's enough room in one of those plastic Tupperware tubs to put three bodies. And second of all, I was digging through my pictures on my iPad, and lo and behold, I got a picture out of Puerto Rico. I did take a picture of the Looney Balloon. It's just a dot in the sky, but it was 2017 of November.
Huh.
So those,
interesting.
And they told us they were for communications, but they said don't use anything because we're seeing everything go through Malaysia. So, and Puerto Rico, from what I understand, has underground or bases under it for submarines. And I saw the vents. They decorated them up pretty, so they look like an arch structure, but they're vents. Anybody who looked at them could see the vents. So why they were there, they were helping the island communicate because of the destruction that happened with the two hurricanes that hit there.
Right.
So,
I get that.
Yeah, but the rocket stove is a great idea.
All right. Appreciate that, Tim. Thanks. Anybody. Mark in New York. Go ahead.
I got some prepper tips on generators.
Fire away.
Exhaust could be routed into a 55-gallon drum that's buried in the ground that's filled with fiberglass insulation. Also, the ignition coil on most of the engines on these generators, you can buy them for less than $30 on eBay. You got to find out what model and part number and go searching for it. Put it in a Faraday 10. The other thing is Mobile One full synthetic. If you use full synthetic, you can go 125 hours instead of 25 hours on regular automotive oils.
Oh, good to know.
Got lots more, too. You can use a resistor spark plug cap, like an NGK resistor plug cap, or a resistor plug to cut down on interference. As far as shielding the electronic components that are in the generator itself, not the motor, I have no solution other than a Faraday screen cage for it. But having at least a... Go ahead.
No, I mean, you can make Faraday. Yeah, you can make Faraday cages at home out of a trash bin. You can build them out of wood and line them. They have all sorts of different ways for people who are freaking out over Faraday cages. You can actually make them out of cardboard and foil and various other devices. So, I mean, that's a good thing. And they have instructions online. And if you need assistance from somebody that's a little bit more scientifically minded, you know, don't be afraid to reach out to support@thepowerhour.com because we're always about solutions here. And let us know that you're in need of something and we'll bring it up on the show. And there might be a neighbor, somebody close by, or a source that we might have to get that done so that you're not without. You know, that's the last thing that we want. Mark, appreciate all the input this morning. Got callers stacking up here. Charles in Oklahoma, go ahead.
I'd like to talk. I ain't heard about these in a long time, but you can build a wood gasifier very cheap, and I've built several of them, and I've run generators as high as 4 hours on 5 gallon of wood chips.
Interesting.
They work fine. They will burn rotten hay, leaves, grass, just about anything you can put in a wood gasifier, they will work. And they're economical. And I've got wind and solar, but gas powers is my backup.
Huh. Is there any chance that you could send me some plans at support@thepowerhour.com?
Well, this is the thing of it. You can get online. You can Google it, and I'll guarantee you there's 100 different designs that you can pull up on YouTube. They are very efficient. They're easy to build. Almost anybody mechanical-minded could build one. I've built several of them and gave them away to my friends.
And they're called gasifiers.
But wood gasifiers. Just pull up wood gasifiers. FEMA used to, when the... it was a few years back. FEMA had a deal telling people how to build them on YouTube. But you can pull it up, and I'll promise you, anybody can build one that's mechanical-minded. Very little welding experience. And, hey, you know, as long as you got if you mow your lawn, you can rake the grass up, and you can use it in a wood gasifier. And people think there would be a lot of smoke with them, but there's not. That gas that comes out of there is just as clear as propane.
All right. Sounds like a winner. Appreciate that, Charles. Thanks for the tip.
You bet,
man. I'm going to look into that. God bless you. So we've covered the generator, seasoned firewood, because it takes about 6 to 12 months to become dried for home uses. People are going to be burning more of that. I'm telling you, I usually try to keep 2 to 3 cords hanging around just in case, but you're probably going to need more than that. But it sounds like the wood gasifier that Charles was just talking about would be a nice alternative to that, especially if you're trying to produce heat. Lamp oil, wicks, lamps, buy clear oil, stockpile, stockpile. Coleman fuel, it's impossible to stockpile too much of that. Guns, ammo, pepper spray, knives, clubs, bats, slingshots, crossbows, regular bows. You like to bow hunt? It's quiet. You know, same with crossbows. It's quiet. Can't say enough about hand egg beaters. I just bought one. Whisks, hand can openers, honey syrups, white brown sugar, rice, beans, wheat, vegetable oil for cooking. Without food burns, you know, without it, food burns. That's it. You know, food will burn without it. I know vegetable oil is not healthy for you, but we still use it. Charcoal lighter is all of a sudden going to disappear right off the shelves. Water containers, now's the time to do it. It's hard, clear plastic only, food grade, if you're going to use it for drinking. Mini heaters are good. Propane, without this, without a mini heater head, propane will not heat a room. Grain grinders. How many of you have a grain mill? I do. Raise your hand. Propane cylinders, got to have them. I do. Survival guidebook, you need them. Because, see, when you're stressed out, some things just slip your mind. You forget about it. You need that. And, of course, I'm moving through this fairly fast because I've only got a couple of minutes left. You know, we're probably going to continue this conversation throughout the week, too, when we don't have guests on. We're going to talk more about this because with all of this stuff they're shooting out of the sky, you know, it's just a matter of time. It's maybe the signs that we're looking for. Mantles for your Aladdin and Coleman for lighting, baby supplies. If you got babies, ointments, aspirin, all that, you can use it for barter too. If you got neighbors next door that have kids, newborns, don't think they're not going to be looking for it. Great barter item. You need to get to know your neighbors too, because if they're woke, you're in trouble, because they'll come over and they'll start banging on your door. And that's the last person you want to shoot is your neighbor. But if the caca hits the fan, that may end up happening. So you need to find out what your neighbor's mindset is. Washboards and mop buckets with ringers for laundry. Cook stoves, we talked about that. Vitamins, talked about that. Propane cylinder handle holder. Small canister use is dangerous without this item. Feminine hygiene, hair care, and skin products. Thermal underwear, tops and bottoms. Saws, axes, hatchets, wessets, honing oil. Need stuff to cut firewood with. Aluminum foil, heavy duty, great cooking, great barter item, gas containers, garbage bags, toilet paper, Kleenex, paper towels, milk, powdered and condensed, garden seeds, non-hybrid, clothespins, hangers, Coleman's pump repair kit, tuna fish in oil, fire extinguishers, or a box of baking soda in every room. I mean, I can't say enough. This list just goes on and on and on and on. We're going to make that list available at the Power Mall when we put out our email blast, rather. On thepowerhour.com, if you've subscribed, it'll come to you and you'll have it. Plenty of food if you got a big dog. Otherwise, you're going to be feeding him out of the chicken coop and out of the garden. You need to get your dog used to eating vegetables. It's not going to hurt him. Get manuals for your specific animal to find out what they can and cannot eat, what their diet could consist of if dog food runs out. Because dog food does go stale and the dog won't eat it. So understand that. Dog food's only going to last so much, and you're going to be feeding your dog like you'd feed a family member. Batteries of all sizes, if you can buy solar batteries or batteries that are NiCads that'll recharge, even better. Journals, diaries, scrapbooks for jotting down things, great for making a time capsule. Plastic garbage cans. Of course, hygiene for men and women. Cast iron cookware, fishing supplies, got to have those. Fish hooks, boy, they're great barter items. Mosquito coils, duct tape. Man, I mean, the list just goes on and on. We could talk forever about this subject, and we will here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Glad we could make use of your time today. We're out, but we're going to be back tomorrow. Frank Davis and Kerry Mahde will be joining us. Talk about some really interesting stuff. In the meantime, God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. What's left of it. See you tomorrow.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall here to tell you about a North American urban spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD, or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with the powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sarah enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.